Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, How to Interpret Scripture. Lesson 5, By Scripture Alone. Sola Scriptura, the Latin text for that. We read a word from the Apostle Paul in this epistle to the Hebrews. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Sunday. Scripture is the ruling norm. As Seventh-day Adventists, we are called as people of the book. Bible. And this is a definition of honor. We should be people of the book, of course. That everything we teach is based on the Bible. We do not want to teach human ideas, but we want to proclaim God's word. So scripture is the ruling norm. In those days, when the apostles lived, very soon, as we see it in the Church of Corinth, divisions came up. Some said, "Well, I have been baptized by Apollos, so I belong to him." And others, "And I have been baptized by Paul, and I have been baptized by," and so on. And some said, "And I am a Christian." And Paul tells them, "What's going on here? Is Christ divided? Are men more than the Lord?" And in his first letter to the Corinthians, in chapter 4, he writes in verse 6, "And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that you might learn in us not to think of man above that which is written." Now, this is an important statement. Not to think of man above that which is written. That a human being is more important than the Word of God. That it is above. So this is what exactly happened in the Roman Catholic Church. Tradition, dogmas of church fathers became more important than the Bible itself. But Scripture is the ruling norm. Scripture. Not above that which is written. That no one of you be puffed up for one against another. Then unity will disappear. One follows this guy and the other group follows this one. Forget it. We follow Jesus. He's the head. And every leader here on earth, every Christian leader, has to show everyone towards Jesus. He's our head. He's our leader. Not we as human beings. We make mistakes. We err time and again. Scripture is the ruling law. If it's there, it's okay. If it's not there, it's not okay. And when we find something which shows us, well, it's time to change something in my personal lifestyle, it would be good for us to act according to this new knowledge. Then you will grow. Otherwise, you will not grow. It's as simple as that. So if you want to go on, higher, 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 more of the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit, then Scripture, Scripture, studying the Scripture. What is God's? No. And then we will discover wonderful insights.